Hey, I'm Scott Hansman. It's Azure Friday. We're here talking about Azure Document DB Elastic Scale with Sharit Sota. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. And I'm glad to be here, and I'm excited to talk about partitioning in Document DB.
Yeah, fantastic. So when we say Elastic Scale, like, we're serious. Like, that is the promise of a world scale, a globe scale database.
It is. It's massive scale, and the key motto of Document DB is to scale with low latency, not just locally in one region, and also across multiple regions. In this particular talk, I'm going to talk about scaling within one region, in one collection.
Okay.
So partitioning is an instrument to make a collection scale massively for both your storage and throughput needs.
Mm-hmm.
The key thing is we do it automatically, so you don't have to manage how to partition when the data grows.
I met Miguel de Acasa from Xamarin, and he was saying to a large group of people that Document DB was one of his most favorite things.
That's great to hear.
He doesn't have to think about how to do these things.
In fact, that's one of the things that I'm going to talk about today, how automatic it is and hands-free it is.
Very cool. Let's see what you got.
Cool. So to begin with, I want to introduce to the folks here that Document DB, you may have seen some of the videos, and if you think about the Document DB's object model, collection is the key entity. That's where the documents that are given by the user go into.
Right.
Now, partitioning is an instrument which makes this collection grow massively.
Okay.
So let's go to the portal really quick, and let me show how to create a partitioning collection.
Okay.
So it's pretty simple here. You just go ahead and create a collection. And the key thing that we're going to talk about here is really the choice of partition key. Let's give a name. And then here in the partition collections, all you are asked to insert here is just the partition key. So this is, we'll talk more about the partition key, but it's as simple as this. Once you set the partition key, you create the collection, you can adjust throughput and storage needs.
Is the partition key kind of an element within my document?
Exactly. So, you know, this is all what we're really asking for. And when we go back here, so partitioning keys are any property in the document. You choose the property in the document, and you promote it to be the partition key.
Mm-hmm.
Once you do that, when a document comes into Document DB, we retrieve the value of this partitioning key property and hash it and put it into containers, what we call as partitions. The characteristic of a partition key is that all the documents belonging to the same value of a partition key are grouped together into a logical shard in the traditional speak, right? And they're put it into a single partition. That's really the characteristic of a partition key.
What if a lot of documents skew towards one partition key? I have Des Moines, which is a small number of people, and then I have New York, which is massive.
That's really interesting. I have an example about how to do the partitioning on city. I'm going to walk through that.
Excellent.
So that this is where the choice of the partitioning key becomes pivotal.
Mm.
And you have to be very aware of your workload and your scenarios in terms of adjusting it. We do auto-partitioning, but there are a few things you still need to do. Need to still think through about the partitioning key choice.
Once you've chosen it, can you change it?
It's not mutable because that requires us to do the data transformation once you change it. So it's immutable, and hence that becomes much more important for you to think through upfront.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So we've talked about how the partition keys are. What are partition keys?
Mm-hmm.
They all go into a partition. Partitions are these containers where one or more partition keys are placed, right? The application need not really think about the partitions, but the reason why I bring it up here is because the introduction of partitions make it easy for us to explain how auto-partitioning works. So I have a picture here which kind of illustrates the concept that I've talked about here. So here I have a collection. I have chosen partition key as city, just the property that I promoted to be the partition key.
Right.
And then in the example that you just talked about, New York may have a lot of data.
No, that's funny coincidence.
It's just really extremely coincidental. We didn't talk earlier. You have all the way to the far right, there is a partition where you have multiple cities falling into one partition.
Mm.
You may have Houston, Chicago. There, let's say there's not much of data in there.
Right.
At this moment, at this snapshot, right? As I've spoken a while ago, partitions are the containers where you can have one or many partition keys. There is one partition where you just have one city, like New York, and on the far right, you have many partition keys.
When is that balancing happening, though?
So let's say Houston, in this case, wants to grow further.
Yes.
Now, in this partition, there's no headroom to grow.
Right.
And that's where DocumentDB kicks in and splits that partition.
Mm.
And moves the data corresponding to a partition, some partition keys. All the data corresponding to a single partition key needs to be together, however. That's the only constraint. So once you have, so let's say it moves some of the partition keys here, New Delhi, Mumbai, Boston, let's say it moves some of these partition keys into one partition and then leaves a lot of headroom for Houston to grow. So this is automatically happening. This is the split aspect of how, you know, we do auto partitioning in DocumentDB.
So this is almost a, forgive my ignorance, but almost a kind of defragmentation that's happening automatically. You're looking for contiguous blocks of free space. You're handling all of this transparently.
That's a very good analogy. And this is done not just for storage needs. You can also do it for throughput needs. Let's say if you want to massively hike the throughput for, you know, a lot of reasons, so we may spread the data so that you can get a lot more throughput. So
that's a really interesting because right here, New York has its own partition because it has so much data,
right.
But Houston might have a lot of reads or a lot of different kind of performance characteristics.
Yeah. So at the moment, it's important to understand that the throughput of the collection is spread more or less evenly across all the partitions.
Hmm.
Now, it's not quite evenly. We do have some adjustments for bursty scenarios,
mm-hmm.
but it's more or less even, right? So that's where actually the choice of partition key is even more important. I'm going to show some of these patterns here.
All right.
Right? Well, so just a simple note here that most of the CRUD operations do require the partition keys if you have reads and writes. So you have to tell us which partition key so that we can direct these APIs there.
Right. That's a crucial hint that you give the system that allows you to scale
absolutely.
This big.
Yeah. And there are, of course, in queries, there are more flags here. We can do enabling cross-partition, which lets the queries go across multiple partitions
mm-hmm.
if you want to really do a query across partitions. Right. So now, having said that, as I have spoken a while ago, the choice of partition key really makes or breaks your throughput scenarios and your scale of your workload. You have to decide it in a way that it really fits to the needs of your workload.
Mm-hmm.
In the writes, it's essential that you pick a partition key such that your writes scale across all the partition keys. It need not be absolutely uniform, but you have to strive to make sure that the writes go across multiple partition keys. Let's pick an example. If you have user profile data coming in,
okay.
you may have a user ID for each document. Let's say it also has a create time, which just so happens to be the day on which the data the document is created.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you've chosen the date time, the create time, as a partition key, all the documents coming in that day will go to one partition key.
Mm-hmm.
And that creates a choke point. So, for example, this is the pattern that you have here. All the data that corresponds to one partition, concurrent writes are going into one partition key. The problem with this approach is that you're really not using the throughput that you have provisioned. You may have provisioned like, you know, millions of RUs,
uh-huh.
but you're now kind of using single partitions throughput.
Right. Does that mean because, it's another way of phrasing this, that because writes all happen within time, that using a temporal value as a partition key would be always inappropriate?
That's right. So if let's say if you use user ID as a partition key in this example that I've spoken about,
mm-hmm.
then your writes would look more or less like this, where they're going evenly to all the partition keys. Need not be absolutely uniform, but you're now, you know, going across multiple partitions. And thereby using the throughput that you have provisioned for. So
yep.
this is a better pattern to exploit all the throughput that you have.
I've heard this phrased as delightful parallelism. This is this idea that it is just simply a natural parallelism that happens because you pick the right key.
Exactly.
Excellent.
Exactly.
That's nice.
Indeed. So this is for writes. Now, moving on to the reads. Reads also absolutely, of course, have to make sure that put together, they have to exploit the throughput that is there across all partitions.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another dimension when it comes to queries. This, if you look at a single query, the dimension that we care about here is latency.
Mm-hmm.
So a single query can have a higher latency or lower latency depending on the number of partitions that it has to go to.
So I see.
If it has to go to a single partition, then the query will have great latency, lower latency. So in the increasing order of latency, if you kind of think about a spectrum here, the lower the number of partitions that the query has to touch,
right.
the lower the latency it is. So then the partition key choice again comes into picture.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to design it such a way that your top queries shouldn't have to really fan out so much.
Right.
If they do, then the latency is increasing.
So putting this simplistically, just as when we were learning SQL, we learned that table scans were always a bad idea.
Yep.
If you do something that you might think is a harmless query,
right.
but it suddenly goes across not one, not two, but three partitions,
exactly.
you're going to pay for that, Joanne.
Exactly. Now, we do have some other opportunities to make sure that you minimize the impact of latency.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, here is the increasing order of latency. If you go to one partition key, that's the best.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is a handful set of partition keys, not bad.
Sure.
And you know, the final end of the spectrum is to full fan out.
All of them,
right?
Yeah.
For example, in the user profile data that I've talked about, if you pick a query, if you pick user ID as a profile, and if you're asking for, give me all the documents where age is greater than 10, let's say.
Right.
Now, that's not really the partition key. You don't have an idea where which partitions the results could be. So you don't have a choice but to parallel fan out across all the partitions.
Is there some point where you should realize that either you're using it wrong
yeah.
or you're using the wrong tool? And then maybe you need a sidecar database to do those kinds of queries that is not DocumentDB.
Yeah, so this is where the workload tuning is important. Mm. You may have a situation where your workload is so perfect that you can tune it with one partition key.
Right.
Because you know, you've looked at these are the top five queries and these can be served. Most often these top five queries are always pivoted on let's say city. Then city is a good partitioning choice. And the other thing I ask my customers all the time is, what is the ratio between your write workload, read workload? What are you really optimizing here for?
Yeah.
Because the write workload, you don't have much choice. You need to scale it out. Read, on the other hand, I do have some samples that I want to show here, which lets your reads actually perform better with parallelization.
All right.
So our SDK gives you opportunities to parallelize this fan out, thereby reducing the latency. So here I have an example which shows there's a query where you actually have a partition key in the filter,
right,
in your where clause. And this is great. It directly goes to the partition key where it belongs to, and there's no unnecessary latency here. One more thing is that our SDK serves smart enough to parse the query on the client side,
right,
and route it accordingly. So this one is directly routed. In this case, there's no partition key here. So you're just asking for, hey, where age is greater than 10. In that case, we require you to specify enable cross-partition query,
right,
as a flag. If you don't do that, we give an error. We just are opting on the safer side. You tell us if you
want to. Well, yeah, and what you're doing there is you're insisting that they know what they're doing.
Exactly.
And they take the safety off.
That's right. So, and then if you look at this query where I have a set of partition keys,
it is still a cross-partition query with X number of partition keys.
Keys, exactly. Mm-hmm. And the SDK is smarter enough to actually figure out the subset of these partitions. So let's say both 125 and 124 belong to the same partition. We actually group both the partition keys into one connection request. And then 123 goes to the other partition. So the SDK does that automatically for you.
And then finally at the end.
Yeah. Then you have fanning out completely. So here, you want to fan out. And then we have, you know, both the classic parameters that you may have seen in any database, SQL Server as well. You have to tell us that you allow us to go cross partitions. And we let you control the degree of parallelism and the buffer.
Is that client-side parallelism?
Yes, client-side. So you can control it, you know, depending on how beefy your machines are and how much you want to do. If you don't know really what is a good value, you can start with -1, and we adaptively adjust it. We start with 2 and exponentially increase it. And the buffered item count is the memory that you're letting us use. So if you're doing an order buy, for example, you have a lot of sorting that happens locally, but you also need to do global sorting, and hence the memory is important. But we let you control it.
This is really nice because by allowing you to have the client to have control of max degree of parallelism and max buffered item count, you're basically saying, how badly do you want this data?
Exactly.
And what kind of client resources are you willing to apply?
This is the trade-off that you want to do for latency versus, you know, the CPU resources that you have on your side.
Yeah. This is really a fantastic overview about how to do this kind of stuff. And I assume that you've got a lot more information in the documentation?
Yes, we do, definitely. We have some links out there, and we talk about partitioning and best practices that I just mentioned. There's a lot of data, and I just have, you know, the takeaways are simple here, which is basically, we saw all this stuff. The takeaways is simply that DocumentDB provides massive scale, and key thing is that it auto-partitions. You don't have to worry about it. Mm-hmm. Once you set the partitioning key, hands off, it really works. However, it's very important to choose a correct partitioning key, because, you know, and you have to look at your write-read workload ratios. That's how you design the right partitioning key. The more the number of partition keys, the better. That way, the spread is nice. Finally, remember that reads, there's more levers. You can parallelize them. So that's really all I had, and these are the resources if you want more details.
Very cool. We're learning about how important it is to pick your partition key, get it right, to make your Azure DocumentDB deployment successful here on Azure Friday.